Good afternoon. I'm Mary Newman, and my co-author, Salam Saman, is the person who is listed as the presenter, so I hope no one is disappointed that they've got me instead. Our presentation is HIV and HSV2 infections in persons who use drugs in the United States. HSV2 is herpes simplex virus 2, the virus that causes genital herpes. We have no conflicts of interest, and the findings and conclusions of this report are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Okay. So, by way of background, parenteral transmission of HIV among persons who use drugs is decreasing. However, sexual transmission continues to be a problem. And for the purposes of our discussion, persons who use drugs are persons who use heroin, cocaine, speedball, crack, methamphetamine, either by injection or non-injection or both. So researchers know that HSV2 infects HIV disease progression and the sexual transmission and acquisition of HIV. Sexual and social networks facilitate the sexual transmission of HIV and HSV2 to drug-using and non-drug-using sex partners. Therefore, reducing sexual transmission of HIV and HSV2 among persons who use drugs necessitates relevant interventions and services to further reduce the prevalence of these diseases, especially among persons who use drugs. To assess HSV2 seroepidemiology and correlates among persons who use drugs and the need for interventions, we systematically search PubMed using our eligibility criteria, and the criteria search teams are shown, search terms are shown on the slide. The studies needed to be conducted between 1995 and 2012. Involve substance use, substance user, or drug user, HSV2, herpes, be conducted in the United States or US as search terms. We also reviewed reference lists of retrieved articles to identify additional publications. Studies had to determine HSV2 through serological testing to be included. Studies that used self-reported HIV infection, or HIV or HSV2 infections were excluded. We used a similar strategy to identify literature on HSV2-related services and interventions that were published between 1995 and 2012. The search identified 567 articles. After removing duplicates, we had 453 articles. Of these articles, 50 focused on persons who use drugs, and 14 articles were studies that met all of our inclusion criteria. Across the 14 studies, HSV2 seroprevalence for persons who use drugs ranged from 38% to 75% for men and women combined. In studies where gender was reported separately, there was higher HSV2 seroprevalence in women who used drugs, ranging across the studies 59% to 86%, than among their male counterparts. Studies that reported HSV2 and HIV infection among participants found higher HSV2 seroprevalence in HIV-infected women who use drugs than in HIV-uninfected women who use drugs, 95% to 100% and 48% to 82% respectively and in HIV-infected men who use drugs, 61 to 74%. This table shows the HSV-2 prevalence among women who use drugs as found in the 14 studies we identified. I'll draw your attention to the top row. These are the studies that were done by Desjarlais, the one listed in the left side of this slide. It's what he published in Substance Use and Misuse. These Substance Use and Misuse and the PLOS One articles, he compared two different study waves. So in the 1995 through 1999 study, he found among women who used drugs an HSV-2 prevalence of 95% among those who were infected with HIV and a 75% HSV-2 prevalence among those who were not infected with HIV. Then in his 2005 to 2011 study, he found HSV-2 prevalence of 98% among women with HIV and 83% among women with HIV without HIV. In the cells where you see NR, that means these HSV-2 prevalence rates were not separately reported for women and men, but the rates were reported. And down in the bottom right, Simon et al. From Drug and Alcohol Dependence, this study found HSV-2 prevalence among women who ever injected drugs at 68% and among substance using women who never injected drugs, 48%. So HSV-2 seroprevalence in the U.S. population, to give you a context for these numbers that we see among women who use drugs, HSV-2 seroprevalence in the U.S. population aged 14 to 49 years was 17% in 1999 through 2004, and 15.5% in 2007 to 2010. So clearly, women who use drugs have a much higher HSV-2 seroprevalence than the U.S. population. And then our literature review of services and interventions, we found several of HSV-2 public health strategies for persons who use drugs. And these include assessing the effectiveness of HSV-2 screening or testing that targets persons who use drugs, the specificity and sensitivity of HSV-2 tests increases with the higher prevalence within the population being targeted. Another is that screening for HSV-2 could result in increased awareness of one's HSV-2 status, and providers then could advise on the importance of partner disclosure. Education and counseling services could be offered to persons who test negative for HSV-2, advising them how to avoid infection, and for persons who test positive for HIV-2, the counseling could counteract assumptions of partner infidelity, help the patient recognize impending outbreaks, and how to manage their disease. Other interventions could be developing and evaluating HSV-2 psychosocial risk reduction interventions. We know from the HIV literature that persons who use drugs have reduced their HIV risk based on effective HIV risk reduction interventions, and that gives us some encouragement that they would do the same with an if they were offered HSV2 risk reduction interventions. Got to grab my water. Also, treatment of genital herpes and possibly providing HIV exposure prophylaxis for persons at high risk. Also, offering HIV antiretroviral medications for persons who are HSV2 and HIV co-infected. In conclusion, HSV2 prevalence is high among persons who use drugs, particularly among women and HIV-infected women who use drugs. New studies with persons who use drugs could provide evidence on prevention effectiveness and cost effectiveness of various interventions and services, and can inform program implementation and reduce infection spread and disparities. Treating persons who use drugs for HSV2 and HIV infections can build on current scientific knowledge, including the use of effective medications for genital herpes and HIV/AIDS. Thank you.